You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess niggas can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music.
A very good Tuesday morning to you. Is it Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday. All the same, right? Anyway, joining me is our firearms correspondent. Breaking news out of Alexandria, Virginia this morning. So we'll talk about that right off the top. Normally, Mike, Wednesday is Mike's Mother Teresa Day, but we got a hold of him early, so before he gets going. So Mike Musselman joins us, the gunner, as he's known here on the program. So, Mike, good morning. How are you? Wait. Hey, say everything after good morning, Mac.
Okay. I said, good morning, Mac. I'm calling you from this tea shop, high-end scale imported tea shop in this upscale neighborhood that I can't believe this violence even found its way into this such a ritzy, artsy neighborhood. You know, normally violence always finds its way into poor people's neighborhoods and broken down ghettos, but to have violence come to this part of town, Mac, I'm shocked.
You've obviously been watching the news. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I called Mike and I said, hey, you watching the news? He's like, why, what? I'm like, somebody's shooting in Alexandria. So you're our firearms expert. So let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this.
So far, I think it's been branded as an evil AR.
Okay. So,
and what happens, Mac, let me explain something to the listeners real quick so they can understand this. This is a phenomenon known as, as the evil gun theory or, you know, so every now and then what happens is in a gun manufacturer, you know, guns are made by people that are having good lives and they're happy, but every now and then, something happens in the cutting of the aluminum of this gun where evil actually penetrates the metal.
Ooh.
And this gun becomes evil. Yeah. And then it goes on the gun rack and it's an evil gun and it's bound for evil things. And then, for instance, this episode right here where this gun was probably built, by some gun makers that were having a bad day and the badness out of them transferred into the gun, then now this is what we pay. I mean, so.
But it's not
crazy.
It's not the shooter that's really at fault. It's the gun.
No. You know, and I don't want to sit here and this young man. He went to probably buy this rifle with all sorts of good intentions that he was going to shoot paper targets. But once you pick that up, that evil transfers into you. And you and the gun become evil, and the gun really takes control of you.
That's an interesting.
And you have no choice.
That's an interesting little perspective that you got going.
Yeah.
There, you got going there this morning. Talk to us about, I guess, the things that we know. If you have a rifle and you're competent with it, Mike,
and you're that close,
shouldn't have got shot in the hip, right?
Let me give you some of the context, okay? I was here in Texas. It's a while ago now, maybe over a year ago, and I was out hunting pigs. And I was hunting pigs with an AR-15, the same gun that may be into this shooting.
Yep.
And I came across probably, man, 60. 70 pigs all together, and the gig was up, and they saw me, I saw them, and of course they weren't armed, so there was only one person shooting in this story, but I was probably, and from what I saw, the reports on this, he was on the field.
Right.
Okay, so I wasn't on the field of the pigs. I was getting there, But the gig was up, man. They saw me. So I was probably maybe 100 yards or 100, just within 100 yards of them.
Okay, so just so people know, this guy, if he's next to the dugout, let's just say the dugout's 15 feet from the third baseline. Okay, let's say it's 20 feet. It's 90 feet between bases. So he might be 120 to 130 feet away if he's in the vicinity, which you I heard he was. He's like, so that's like he's so, less than 40 yards away.
Right. He's less than 40 yards.
Yep.
I, with my thing that I'm talking about with the pigs, I was about 100 yards. And I had only had two 30-round magazines. I expended both rounds, magazines. 60 rounds were fired. And there were 37 dead pigs. So, with someone with some skill sets, and pigs are a lot smaller, and they're harder to shoot, believe me. And, yeah, this guy had no skill set. Thank God.
Right.
But, you know.
That's probably the biggest piece of news this morning, Mike. What is this guy?
How bad of a marksman this guy was.
Right, this guy had no skills. And then supposedly the Capitol Police got involved, or the bodyguards of the House Republican whip got involved. And so any distraction, given his lack of prowess with the weapon, would have then further degraded and made things better. So, but certainly.
So a couple things that shocked.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things shocked me right off the bat. One thing I'm really, really happy about is obviously the shooter is not a former Marine, because a former Marine would have done a little bit better than that, even if he was a Motor T guy. So thank God he's not a Marine. Now, second is the shooting skills of the Capitol Police are in question with me, because they return fire in a very close proximity, and this guy's wounded. So, yeah, I am sitting here now waiting for where this is going to spin to, and this is what's so freaking ridiculous about our news, is they are just chomping at the bit right now to find another lead to take them down. It doesn't matter how stupid it is.
Right.
As long as it's a lead.
Right. Well, what they're salivating, what they're chomping at the bit for is the shooter's identity. Get on his Facebook page, find out all the crazy stuff he posted, run down his friends, throw them on the news. So there's people literally running in place in studios trying to find out who this guy is. And get his friends get screenshots of the Facebook page before it gets taken down, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Blah.
Yeah. So Fox News is calling it, you know, they have downstairs at Fox News, the Twitter division, and then the level below that is the Instagram division, and then the Facebook, it takes two floors, you know, and everybody right now is mad. Run everything, get Photoshops, download all this information, find out what's the last place he went to for groceries, and, you know, everything that they can find. Find relatives, find his postman.
Right.
You know,
and that's all on standby as we send. We don't know his identity. All right, get some people in scrubs, get him down to the hospital. Can we produce a fake badge? We need this guy's name now. Yeah, hey, that's our news. But you know, again, this is, you know, Mike and I have talked about it on this program before. What is it going to take for the leaders of this country to know that this country needs them to behave better, that this country needs them not to burn it down every day like they do, and come together and lead the country? And so we'd ask that again, because the level of hate in the country is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The Kathy Griffith stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just stupid. You know, there was a play. Actually, it was Caesar, but they changed it. They dressed Caesar up like Donald Trump. And the ending on when Caesar stabbed on the steps, they did it kind of Trump-esque. I mean, where the hell does this stuff come from? And, you know, how do we make it so that, you know, we can disagree, we can debate, But at the end of the day, we come together and we try to do what's best for the country. But I don't know. I don't know. Stuff like this.
It's called liberals. Remember, well, Democrats, you can actually have that discussion with. A true Democrat, a person that's, you know, in the government, he's a Democrat. Because there are some things that I'm Democratic, I follow the Democratic Party with, on some issues. And, but see, with a Democrat, you can have that true conversation with Mac, and you can argue and you can debate. And at the end of the day, then you go out coffee and you're laughing and you're having dinner with, you know, with the family. With liberals, it's my way or the highway. Maxine Waters, here's a classic example.
Yeah.
You know, I will not work with the president. I'm not going to even talk to him. I'm not going to even think that, you know, so that's liberalism. It's my way or it's my way. Or it's my way. There's no other, what? Your way? No, you misunderstood what I said. That's the problem with, you get these crazy people that are just way out, you know, I don't want to acknowledge your point or your world in this, and I'm going to inject my own.
Right.
And here's my own reality, you know.
Well, worse is the intolerance in the language, and then for the crazies among us, what that does to them. And again, God only knows if this is like that, but if the reports are true that he did come up and ask it, and this is some sick person motivated by the political discourse in this country, then we got a problem. But the bottom line, right. But I got to go.
They're not going to do it.
I'm going to let you go. The bottom line. The bottom line is this, though, Mike. We're all lucky, and in particular, these senators and representatives are lucky that whoever this was did not have very good skills relative to marksmanship.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I'm just appalled that this happened in such an upscale neighborhood.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world today? Why can't violence stay in our ghettos with poor people? I am so, this is the hardest thing for me to swallow today.
Nice. All right, Mike, have a good day.
All right, talk to
you later. There you have it. The gunner as he heads out to do his stuff. We're going to talk to the president and CEO of the Marine Corps Association and Foundation. William Mark Faulkner, Lieutenant General of the United States Marine Corps, retired. We're going to talk to him right after this break. So a little bit different morning. But again, as we look at it as gun guys, as, I think as people have been shot at, what happened this morning in Alexandria, the true story is, you know, thank God that guy didn't have any skills. Because as Mike said, if you have any kind of rifle with a magazine and you have defenseless people that are caged in a baseball field, and they were, the majority of them went and hid in the first base dugout, to walk over 90 feet, to run over 90 feet and unload 20 rounds in probably 20 seconds, you know, that would have been an easy, not difficult thing to do. But whoever this was seems to be pretty clueless with a weapon. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get Mark Faulkner on. Again, he's the president and CEO of the Marine Corps Association and Foundation. We're going to talk about what they have going on this morning. We'll pay attention to the news. But by all accounts, not sure about the two police, but the initial reports for their injuries were not life-threatening. Not sure about the aide that was wounded, and the congressman that was wounded, his injuries are not life threatening. So, as a guy who's done this for a living, those are the key words you want to hear. The one thing I need to know, are their injuries life threatening? No. All right. So that's where we're at right now. We'll keep you updated as news breaks. Good morning. Welcome to All Marine Radio. We, unlike a lot of people, we do this for a living. So, It is. Fortunate day that whoever did this has bad skills. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.